for the past few weeks, we've been featuring some very talented musicians from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, often also with connections to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And you're about to hear an instrument that you don't always hear very often. You see it. Sometimes you hear just very short little strums. But it's an amazing, beautiful instrument. You'll recognize it once you hear the harp. And H is for harp. And H is for Hannah Piston, who joins us now. She's 14 and in eighth grade. I'll introduce you more to Hannah in just a moment, but she's going to begin just by playing a little excerpt from a piece so you can hear the sound of the instrument before we talk a little bit more. Absolutely beautiful. What was that from, Hannah?
It was a little part of the duet by Debussy called Clair de Lune. It's originally made for two harps. There is a piece that one person can play, a solo piece, but it is for two people.
And today we were expecting another harpist to be here with you. And who was here scheduled to play with you today?
Dana Schneider, she was supposed to play, but she had an important family business to go to.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend can be rough, and Dana was here once before, yes. I remember. Now, when did you decide you wanted to play harp?
I decided to start playing the harp. Well, I wanted to when I was about four, and I kept bugging my mom to, I wanted to play, but then she didn't think it was like a real passion to play. So she waited until I was eight, and then I started playing.
That's a long time. And did you keep pestering her between four and eight?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Kind of. She tells me.
Your mom's nodding that she remembers it. Do you remember what prompted you at the age of four to consider the harp?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if it was I saw it in, like, the Benedum down here in Pittsburgh or – I think it was just hearing the instrument once, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned down here in Pittsburgh. Where is Hickory, where you go to school?
Hickory, it's about an hour and a half north from here in Mercer County.
Oh, true. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners at WSAJ listening at 91.1. Mm-hmm. So that's terrific. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
Well, if my dad's tuned in, hi.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
And Rebecca is your older sister?
Older sister, yes.
How old is she?
She is 18.
And she's here today, too. Let's just make Rebecca talk for a minute. Rebecca, are you in college now, or are you graduating, or what's up?
I'm first year at Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be headed back to school, and I figured I'd come and support her.
I'm glad you did. I didn't mean to catch you
off guard.
What's your intended major?
Material science and engineering.
Great department there. And that's my I am an alumnus. I was going to say that's my thing, alma mater. That's what I'm looking for. So it's a great school. You've got a Penn State sweatshirt on.
Oh, this is my comfy hoodie.
Well, it's nice that you're here to support your sister. Now, looking at the instrument, I'm fascinated. And I think everybody, when they look at the harp, you probably get asked lots of questions. But I'll ask you a few that people are probably wondering about. The first one is, how many strings?
This is a concert grand, and there are 47 strings on this harp.
Wow. That's more than I would have guessed, and I think it's because I can't see all of them that well. Are there some on the other side that I can't see?
No, they're all in one line.
Wow. There's just more than you would expect.
Yeah. On a small harp, a petite harp, there are 40 strings.
And those are the two main variations?
Yeah.
And I see each string looks like it has two pegs or, well, some of them have more. What do the metal things do? One must be for tuning, but it looks like the others are things you can control as you play.
Well, the two, they swirl, actually. They rotate. They are connected with the pedals that loosen or tighten the string to make it go from flat to sharp to natural.
Oh, can you give an example of that? That's neat.
There's one pedal that's the D pedal all the way on the left side, and this is the same string, D sharp, still the same string, D natural, and then if you put the pedal all the way up, it goes to D flat.
So 47 strings can create 141 true notes, if you press the pedal part way, can you get in between the notes? It looks like you wouldn't, or maybe you wouldn't want to do that.
Not really. I have one piece that I'm learning that it's so contemporary that you push the pedal in, in the middle, and it'll create a buzzing sound.
Interesting. Now, 141 notes is like a piano and a half. It's more than a piano and a half. Can you play, I hate to be asking you, but can you play the highest note that this harp will play? Oh, my goodness. And how about the lowest? Wow. That's an amazing range. I never realized that you could get that many notes.
Yeah.
And then a smaller harp would give you 120 notes. And this is really a beautiful instrument, too. Is there a story behind it? Is it old, or do you know who made it?
Well, we traveled to Chicago, and we went into the showroom, which has probably 200 different harps. And we picked out about four that we liked. And we put them into a little room, a practice room, and I got to play each one, and I got to see which one I liked the sound the best and the looks. And this one was my favorite out of all of them.
Oh, and you're going to be with it for a long time. And it's kind of a blondish wood.
Yeah.
It looks like it's oak. Is it oak?
It's a bird's eye maple.
Okay, and it's just it's beautifully carved.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to another segment if there's something else you can play? I know it's tough because you were prepared to play as part of a duet today. But just to give folks sort of a sample of what a harp can do and what your fingers can do. And then I'd like to talk a little bit more about your work with some of the ensembles you play with.
I'm going to play just like the first line, just the arpeggios in the Symphonie Fantastique. It's a new upcoming piece that we're going to play in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Once again, this is Hannah Piston.
They're just two arpeggios.
Oh, that's neat. And the technique that you used on that, you really have to control the sustain, how long this notes sustain and how they go. Now, you mentioned playing in the Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
Tell me what that's been like and the experiences you've had with it.
It's amazing. I love it. The first day, I was really nervous going into it because I really have never played with an orchestra before. As big as Paiso. And then I came out loving it, and it's a great experience. And our conductor, Mr. Lowe. He brightens up the rehearsals, makes it fun, and it's a great experience.
And it's got to be, I imagine, in your hometown, there probably aren't too many harp players. Are there?
I'm the only one in our area that I know, but I know there is a half an hour away from us in Newcastle. We do have a few harpists, but not many.
And one of the nice things about the Youth Symphony, no matter where you're from, it concentrates a lot of people from different areas. So you've had a chance to meet Dana and meet other harp players as part of it. Did you go on any trips with the Youth Symphony?
Well, this is my first year, but we are going to tour Italy in June and July. Late June and early July, which I'm really, really excited about. And we're going to 10 places like Florence, Rome, Pompeii, Venice, and a whole bunch of other ones, which I'm really excited about.
That's going to be pretty cool. Now, what else do you like to do besides play harp for fun?
Well, I like to read and hang out with my friends, but it's mostly harp.
Yeah, I would imagine. Do you practice a lot every
day?
Yeah,
I have to practice 2 to 3 hours a day.
What do you do to practice?
I have to take a piece and do little sections, just like two bars of, and just concentrate on those two bars and get it perfect.
And there must be... there's something that dancers call muscle memory, where your body just kind of knows what to do instinctively. Is that involved in playing the harp? Because, is it dexterity of fingers that's – I'm trying to imagine what it's like to get it right, what you have to do.
Well, once you get the piece completely, like, memorized, then you really don't have to think about playing and it's just your fingers playing. And – But sometimes you have to concentrate. But once you get it memorized, it just flows.
Do you have to sort of plan routes or pathways to take so you don't get tangled up? Or is it kind of intuitive once you get to know the instrument?
Well, there are special fingerings that you have to follow. If the music already comes with fingering, you should go that way unless you find a better way to do it, but really you can experiment and find the best way.
Neat. What a cool instrument to play. And you mentioned reading before. Are you reading anything currently?
Well, I haven't been able to start, but the last book I read was Pop by Gordon Corman. It was a really good book.
What was it about?
It's about a football player, and his name is Marcus, and he lives... Well, he moved to this small town, and he meets up with a NFL player, and it goes on from there, and it's really good.
That sounds like a neat book. I'd love for you to just play a little run or something just to finish up with, just so we can hear you one more time. Before we do that, you mentioned a more modern piece. I'm not suggesting that you play it, but is that something... who wrote that?
It's by Esteban Benzacri. He's from Argentina, and I actually can play the first. I think I can play the first page on it.
Oh, cool, cool! And is this something that the symphony is going to play, or
no,
or?
It's a solo piece that I'm working on for the AHS, the American Harp Society concert. Competition in the summer.
Oh, great! Yes. And you're going to enter, I hope.
I have to send a CD of myself in, and they pick about five to seven people out of the nation to come. I got accepted into it 2 years ago, and I placed third. And
as a sixth grader,
yes.
You placed third?
Yes.
And you're probably competing against people significantly older, I would
think. Well, it's in our age group, but yeah. I think the there were a lot of people older than me.
Well, that's great. Before you play, is there anything else you'd like to say at all? It's really fun to have you here.
Well, to give like a visual, it's the pian- the harp is like a sideways piano. If you put the piano, a concert piano, on its side, that's what a harp looks like.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Even the curve at the top is kind of similar to a curve of a grand piano. And, you know, the piano I had growing up had pedals for sustaining notes, but I don't recall, I don't think the pedals bent the notes or changed the pitch of the notes. I never knew that about a harp.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated. It's almost like a harmonica where you can blow in and blow out, that each one of these strings can be three different notes. I never knew that. So, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll hear the beginnings of this more modern piece that originates from Argentina. And Hannah Piston, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. That buzz. It's great. Yep. Hannah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's now 27 after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade. You can learn more about the Youth Symphony at pittsburghyouthsymphony.org.